Johannesburg en Emalahleni 22 grade, Pretoria 23. Advokaat Dali Mpofu verskyn vandag voor die regspraktykraad in 'n tugverhoor oor vermeende wangedrag. Die MK partylid staar aanklagte in die gesig wat by die raad ingedien is. Dit hou verband met beweerde neerhalende opmerkings tydens verhore en die manier waarop hy getuies se kruisondervraging hanteer. Die minister van Finansies Eric Rondwana sal vandag die tegniese stappe voor die 2025 begroting uiteensit. Hy sal gesel word deur sy adjunkministers in die direkteur-generaal van die nasionale tesorie Duncan Pieterse. Die behang Ndashe berig.
The briefing aims to clarify the process leading to the finalization of the national budget. This came after the minister agreed to the High Court's order in the Western Cape, suspending his decision to increase VAT by a proposed 0.5%. The VAT rate was set to rise to 15.5% tomorrow, but will now remain at 15%. The budget process in South Africa ensures that the government spending aligns with national policies. Today's briefing follows immense scrutiny of the national treasury by various political parties, including the EFF, who have called for the resignation of the minister and national treasury director general. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Die minister van vervoer, Barbara Creecy, het die laagste aantal padsterftes in 3 jaar gedurende die pas langnaweek verwelkom. Botsings het met 32,5% verminder en sterftes het met 45,6% gedaal.
And that is because we had wanted to make sure that we retain a high visibility over the 4 long weekends that have taken place from March to the beginning of May. Long weekends are generally a period when the risk of fatal crashes and fatalities increases.
Die automobielassosiasie beskryf die aansienlike vermindering in botsings en sterftes op die land se paaie oor die pas lang naweek as 'n oorwinning.
We are concerned over the increase in fatalities in Mpumalanga and the ongoing high number of pedestrian deaths, which now account for nearly 50% of all road fatalities nationally. We must intensify awareness campaigns targeted at vulnerable road users and improve infrastructure and law enforcement in high-risk areas.
Dit dan die verenigingswoordvoerder Eleanor Mavimbela. Die polisie in Limpopo is op soek na 2 verdagtes wat na bewering 'n 16-jarige tiener in die omgewing verkrag het. Die voorval het verlede naweek plaasgevind. Die polisie se Malasilele Dwaba.
Preliminary investigation revealed that the victim was on her way from local shop when a white Toyota Quantum with unknown registration carrying 4 occupants stopped next to her. 2 suspects alighted and forced her into the vehicle. The suspects drove to nearby bushes where they took turns raping her. The suspects then drove back and dropped her near the area where they had picked up before fleeing the scene.
En ten slotte 'n bietjie goeie nuus, die 22ste Suidoosterfees word vandag tot Sondag by die Kunstekaap Theater in Kaapstad aangebied. Vanjaar se tema is Kuns is alles. Die Weskaapse LER vir Kultuursake, Ricardo McKenzie.
The Suidoosterfees continues to be a beacon of cultural celebration, bringing together diverse communities through the universal language of art. This festival not only showcases our rich artistic heritage, but also stimulates economic growth and social cohesion within our province.
Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus in Engels om 10 uur.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens.